From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. U.S. stock prices have opened sharply lower today. The Dow Jones Industrials down 128 points at last check, and European stock prices have hit four-month lows. Investors are worried about the political stalemate and financially stressed Greece and the fragile state of many Spanish banks. Last week's elections left no Greek party with a clear governing mandate. Economist Theodoros Krintas says investors don't like uncertainty and Greek politicians need to find a way forward.
So I think it is very, very important for a government to be formed. The sooner the better for the markets.
Asian stock prices closed down as well today on the same concerns. U.S. officials say the supposed bomber who was at the center of the failed plot to blow up a jetliner was actually a double agent working for the CIA and intelligence agencies in Saudi Arabia and Yemen. The underwear bomb that was to have been used is being carefully analyzed by the FBI. NPR's Craig Windham says the device reportedly contained no metal and used a high-grade military explosive formulated to make it past airport security.
Unlike the bomb that failed to explode aboard a jetliner in 2009, this one had a backup detonator. A senior U.S. official tells the New York Times the device was sewn into custom-fit underwear to make it harder to detect. Still, Kip Hawley, a former head of the Transportation Security Administration, says he thinks current screening procedures would have uncovered the device.
The officer in the booth sees thousands and thousands of normal people every day, and if you're wearing an underwear bomb, that is going to stand out.
Hawley says Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen may scrap the idea of using underwear bombs now that intelligence agencies are, in his words, all over them. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has won Wisconsin's Democratic primary and the right to challenge Republican Governor Scott Walker in next month's recall vote. NPR's David Shaper reports the two are familiar opponents.
Barrett's victory sets up a rematch of the 2010 race for governor that Walker won. And even though his job is on the line, Walker is not backing away one bit from his controversial law stripping away most public employees in the state of their collective bargaining rights.
You see, the powerful special interests don't like the fact that I stood up and got in the way of their firm grip on the taxpayers' money. Instead, I stand with the taxpayers of this state, and I'm going to continue to stand with them.
The June 5th recall is expected to be one of the nastiest and most expensive elections Wisconsin has ever seen. David Shaper, NPR News, Milwaukee.
Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar is out after 36 years losing a primary to Tea Party-backed Richard Murdoch. He tells supporters he's glad he worked with Democrats when needed, despite recent criticism.
I believe that people of goodwill, regardless of party, can work together for the benefit of our country.
This is NPR News. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney travels to Oklahoma today. As Brian Hartzinski from member station KGOU reports, the former Massachusetts governor will meet with Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, who has yet to endorse a Republican candidate.
Romney's visit to Oklahoma comes just over 2 months after he squeaked by former presidential candidate Newt Gingrich in the state's March 6th Republican presidential primary. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum won Oklahoma's Super Tuesday primary with 34% of the vote, 6 percentage points ahead of the second-place Romney. In 2008, all 77 counties voted for Republican presidential candidate John McCain, making Oklahoma the only state where President Obama did not carry a single county. For NPR News, I'm Brian Hartzinski in Norman, Oklahoma.
More than 1,000 protesters plan to greet Bank of America shareholders arriving for their annual meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina this morning. Julie Rose of member station WFAE says activist groups have a variety of demands.
Stop unfair foreclosures. Stop expecting mortgage holders to pay more than their homes are worth. Stop loaning money to utility companies that build coal-fired power plants. A coalition of Occupy Wall Street, social justice, and environmental groups has joined forces to protest Bank of America's annual meeting this morning. Antonio Ennis is coming from Boston.
We just want to hold them accountable.
Inside the meeting, shareholders will be looking for assurance that cost-cutting efforts can restore the beleaguered bank to profitability. Troubled loans continue to plague Bank of America's bottom line. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.